Hi, I'm
And I'm Ben.
today in our podcast, we're going to be talking about rhythm, pattern, and movement.
Okay, so rhythm is a type of movement in an artwork or design created by repeating shapes or colors or lines. When discussing rhythm, consider the following question. What is the pattern in the artwork? And how does it make your eye move? You should answer it by describing the shapes and colors that are repeated and describing how the pattern moves your eye around the artwork. Pattern is achieved by repeating a shape, line, or color. When discussing pattern, consider the following question. What in the artwork is repeated? You should answer it by describing shapes and colors. Describing the shapes and colors. Movement is the arrangement of parts in a work of art to create a slow to fast movement of your eye through the work. When discussing movement, consider the following question. Where does your eye go first and why? And where does your eye go second and why? You should answer it by talking about similar colors, shapes, lines, brightness, objects, and the list goes on.
Okay, so in this assignment, we got our square black, and for this one, we had to draw like a square triangle, then get it smaller and smaller, like to show rhythm, pattern, movement. Ben, do you want to tell them how we did it?
Sure, that would be a good idea. Okay, so you can do this by, you can use any shapes. You can use circles, triangles, rectangles, squares, whatever. I use circles, triangles, and squares. So for the circle, you just draw like a normal circle, but then kind of draw a circle behind it or make the illusion that you drew it behind it. And then make the illusion that you drew that one behind the second one, and then just keep on going until it gets small and make it smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until like the fifth or sixth one. So then once you've done that to all of your shapes, then you color it. So for the square, I drew pink, and for the first one, for the first square, I drew it like I pressed my pink pencil crayon really hard down so that it, like, I guess it looks really, really pink. But then as it goes on, each one, yeah, the shade of pink has to get lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter until the last one where you can barely see it. And do that for all of those, and then make movement lines for the back so it looks like, they're moving. And then you can just color the background any color you want. It could be yellow, orange, red, blue, purple, rainbow, if you want. That's how you do it.
So, yeah, this is probably one of the most fun ones to do. And it probably looks like the coolest, even the elastic bands, which was in our value podcast. But now it's time to talk about a piece of art that describe rhythm, pattern, movement. And honestly, we couldn't really find a piece of art, but instead just search up artwork that shows rhythm, pattern, and movement. You'll find like the coolest design. There's like ropes all tied up, there's like tunnels curving, and it's like super confusing, but it looks really cool. So yeah, definitely go check that out. And yeah.
Okay, thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed.
Stay tuned for our next podcast where we'll talk about Unity.
All right, bye.